Hello?
Hello there. Is it possible if I can please speak with Mr. Andrew Fisher, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress claim. How are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
I've got a few updates for you regarding the case. Am I okay to just run over them with you at the moment?
Yeah, no bother.
Perfect. So first things first, we have submitted your case off to Scottish Redress and we've had a response a lot faster than expected. Now, okay. They provided us with your application number, which means we can take the stages further, but they will not allow us to go and locate your files or approach any of the local authorities without you stating that you're still happy for them to proceed and take the next steps for you. Now, that's just because Scottish Redress have a format. You have to go through their format. If not, they'll just have delays on the cases. So I'm going to get the link sent over to you mobile the same way we done the last time. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, no bother.
Perfect. Now, I just need to make sure that I've got your nominated beneficiary on the file correctly. So just give me a second to do so. If I am correct, it's Sarah Jane Fisher. Is that correct, darling?
Yes.
Perfect. No problem. Are you still happy for her to be the beneficiary on the account?
Yes, definitely.
Perfect. Now, I just need to make you aware of the terms and conditions. We've already explained this to you on every single call previously. It's just for the call recording purpose. That there are other ways you can proceed with a Scottish redress application. You can apply for this without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you have chosen us like you have done, it would be under a private agreement on no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny, as explained on the initial call.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, that link should be coming through to your mobile and a text message. It should come through right about now. Would you see if you've received that for me, please, darling?
Yeah, no problem. Well, I just say none then.
Yes, please. If you click on that link, it will take you straight to the relevant part and it will have a box for you to pop a signature in with your finger. Once you've clicked on that signature box, you then press execute documentation and that will come straight back through to me.
Okay.
Just to ask you as well, I remember the last time we had a conversation, you were living at a temporary address number 5A. Are you still at that address at the moment, darling?
Yes. We'll be here at least July.
July, okay. So I have got your other address on the file. I just want to double check that. This is your actual home address where you've had a fire at the moment at 42 ML85AN. Is that correct, darling?
Yes. Well, we've got a definite date in July. They just said it would take about a year, and that was in July the fire happened last year.
No problem. It's just to make sure, and also I have noted that on the system, so if there's any cross-reference between me and the solicitors, they can always state that there in black and white before any check procedures are sent out.
Okay. Right, sorry, but see what this link, what part is it? Do I click on part one?
I think it's part four, if I am correct.
Part four, right, okay.
Part three, there'll be a box, and next to it, it should say execute documents in a blue little box underneath it.
Okay.
And once you've put your signature in that box, if you just press execute documents for me, that will come back through to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me know if you need any help with that.
Sorry?
Let me know if you need any help once you get to that.
Yeah, point. I'm just looking at just my eyes, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Take your time, honestly, do not worry.
I kind of seem to click on the box. It was in part three, the box empty without my signature.
Once you click on the box, it won't come up as a signature. It'll ask you to squiggle, so if you try and give it a squiggle with your finger for me.
But it's no doing anything when I press on the box.
Really, let me just...
I'll try again.
Is there anywhere on the box that says agree and accept or anything like that, asking you to agree the document or accept any cookies on the page or anything?
Right, no, I've not come across anything like that yet.
If you come out of it and just go back into it for me.
Okay.
Is it allowing you to go to press it?
No, I can't seem to click on the box to put the squiggle on.
When you're hovering over the box, does it let you draw anything on it?
No.
Press execute all documents for me and see if it might be the case that you've already squiggled and it's covered it.
I don't know if it's done and I've done that.
Let me have a look here. Could you go back to the box for me and see if it lets you click on the box now?
Right.
I'll go to part four if it allows you to.
Part four?
Yeah. If not, what I'll do is I'll send you the link over on WhatsApp to click on it that way and see if it allows you to do it that way.
Yeah, I think you'd be better to. It doesn't seem to be letting me.
Let me just see. Give me 2 seconds. 3 seconds. I've just sent you a link over on WhatsApp. Go on to WhatsApp for me and see if it'll allow you to do it via that way. Might also be because I'm on the phone to you, so let's just see.
Right. I'm in part four and there's nothing there to sign.
If you keep scrolling down for me, is there a box which... Can you see a blue box that says... sorry. Let me just have a look at it.
No, I don't.
It should say execute all documents.
Right. But I've not signed any back yet.
Oh, where it says execute documents, there should be a box next to it for you to put a signature in.
All right.
It should come up there next to it. It should be like a white box.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Yeah, perfect.
That's it.
Let me just see if that's come back, darling. Have you pressed execute documents for me?
Yes.
Let me just see if that's come. That has come back free, so that's brilliant. So that's everything in regards to your next steps. The legal team will now do their job. Basically, what they're going to do now is go and approach all the local authorities, approach all the places that you was, request all files from there, and they can go ahead and continue and build the case moving forward. So if there's anything you need from me, you give the call or bob me a message on WhatsApp. And, of course, I will be in contact over the next few months with the legal teams as well. As soon as we have your updates, we will be in contact, darling, okay?
No bother.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Also, thank you for your patience for that document, and I'll give you a call as soon as we've got any updates for you, darling.
Right, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.